Chapter 7, Part 3. Additionally, responsible cardholders don't use more than 25% of their line of credit. Anytime your balance moves closer to its limit, you send a signal to your credit bureaus and other potential creditors that you've overextended your budget. It's also important to find out if your credit card company offers a grace period. If you haven't paid your card by its due date and your card company offers a grace period, then you normally won't be charged interest. Using your credit cards the right way. So just how do you go about using your cards in a way that allows you to both redeem rewards and remain financially responsible? The answer is to create a budget. Part of the reason why people use their credit cards so much is because they haven't budgeted for their expenses. If an emergency comes up, rather than pulling money from a savings account that they keep just for emergencies, they put the emergency on their card instead. Many people who have a great deal of debt have never been taught how to manage it. They have never been taught that it's best to put a little money aside each month to pay for expenses, like home improvements, car repairs, entertainment, and the like. For people who can keep a budget, credit card expenses don't pose a problem. They've already put money away to pay for their credit card purchases, just as they would if the card had been a debit instead of a credit card. Then, once the credit card bill comes in the mail, they pay it off using the money they put aside for that purpose. This allows them to use their revolving credit lines responsibly and to reap the rewards that come with some cards. The future of credit cards. New technologies impact everyone and everything, including credit cards. A recent study says that 65% of those polled foresee a move away from credit card usage and toward mobile banking by the year 2020. Whether that means that credit cards will disappear altogether or whether they will continue to exist alongside new payment methods, like mobile technologies, remains to be seen. What is likely, though, is that people will continue to use credit in some form or another, which means the principles of using credit responsibly should still be exercised in the years to come.